I'm going to share with you a fascinating comment of Meshach Chachma on this week's parasha. The beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's career, the first Nevuah, the ultimate Navi, Adon HaNevi'im. His first Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Roetzon. He's working for the Shver, the Helikah Shver Yisrael, Roetzon. And Madul Yivra Asnei, he approaches the Sneh, and he has his what appears to be his first Nevuah. Let's say there were other Nevuahs before, and it appears like this is the first experience Moshe Rabbeinu has with the Nevuah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a job. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a job. L'chosh, shlachacha, paro. We're saying to paro, you're going to be my shliach to extract Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Shak v'tari ensues. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, umi anochi, I'm going to come to paro. Who am I? What am I? I'm not on the madrega to be your shaliach. The Meshech Chachma points out that if you're analyzing Shak v'tari, the Shak v'tari is a little hard to follow. How does the teretz answer the kasha? Moshe Rabbeinu Pasuk Yudalev says, mi anochi keichel paro. I'm going to be the shliach. I'm a zabal madrega. I'm so qualified. I'm so skilled. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu say? Ki eimach. Okay, I'll be with you. This is the oath that I sent you. You're going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, you come back to this mountain, come back to Har Sinai, to Chorev, and there's going to be Matan Torah here. So what's the Hemshech HaDvar? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm not Roy. So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be with you, ki ayimach, okay. You think you're not Roy, you're not going to go in yourself, I'm going to be with you. But as the rest of it, you would expect the rest of the pasuk also somehow responding. This is the oath that I'm sending you. I'm going to come back here. By the time they come back to Har Sinai, it's already clear either Moshe Rabbeinu is or is not the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wasn't asking for an oath. He was saying, I'm not Roy. But you'll know later on, you'll know in months, a year from now, whatever the chronology is. What's the Hemshech HaDvar? The Meshech Chachma points out a fascinating comment of the Sifra. Sifra is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. At the beginning of Vayikra, the Sifra comments based on the Pasuk of Baal Oscha, Moshe, he was the same Moshe. What do you mean the same Moshe? It was Moshe Achlo Nidbar, is Moshe Mishnidbar. The same Moshe Rabbeinu before Nevuah was the Moshe Rabbeinu after Nevuah. Even though you were watching him get Nevuah for the first time, then over the course of Chumash Mos, we're watching increasing levels of Nevuah until you have Mamers, the unique level of Nevuah's Moshe. He remained the same person, which presumably means that he was an extraordinary Ano. But it's really, Meshech Chachma points out a fascinating sort of genuine kasha. He says, it's hard to imagine that a human being is capable of, you have the experience of Nevuah, you have the experience of unique Nevuah that no other human being has, and you mamish are the same person, lo zacha daito. It's really it's hard to imagine that that's possible. So he says that's really what the psukim here are talking about. He says you have to understand two things. You have to understand number one, Kadosh Baruch Hu to begin with the only mashu shchinaso on an anav. Chazal make this comment several times. Chazal even make the comment in the Maseches Megillah that even the location of Har Sinai is a lower mountain that was chosen to capture the fact that Har Sinai is a makom namach. That corresponds to the fact that human beings have to be namuchim in order to become nevim, as Chazal say elsewhere more explicitly. So to begin with, any navi is already an anav going in. Moshe Rabbeinu was already anav mikol adam. So it's not a random person. Step number one. And then he says, step number two. And then there's a step number two. The step number two is that the experience of real, genuine Nevuah is going to make you more of Nana. Because to have more of a Hasaga of Elokus, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, puts me, that sort of MS, and that sort of perspective on me, is going to make me, if anything, it's going to open me up to the next Madrega. And he says, that's Pshat Pesukim. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anochi keichapa. I'm not right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, exactly. That's why I chose you. V'zelecha os, kinoch shlechticha. When you come to Klal Yisrael, they're going to see your anava, and they're going to say, oh, Taka, he's right to be a navi. And that's going to be reinforced by the fact that when the ultimate Nevuah begins, Nevuah of Matan Torah, it's going to be here on this mountain, which captures, as the Gemara Megillah says, which captures the centrality of Anava. So Zelachahos, that's exactly why you were chosen, Oshayenu. If you wouldn't have been asking this kasha, if you've been sure, sign me up, then you would have never gotten this offer in the first place. You got this offer because of the type of person who would ask Azah Kasha. Don't worry. And then, as Meshchak was said, then there's the next step. So there has to be coming in a certain madrega, and then the experienced Nevuah will grow, the authentic Nevuah will grow authentic, genuine perspective on life and on myself in a way that will, if anything, grow my Anava more and more and more and more. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses in the Chumash to give us this peak, to allow us to see most episodes don't appear in the Chumash, as the Gemara earlier Megillah tells us in Daf Yudalad. Only episodes that make into Chumash, and make into Tanakh in general, are Nevuah Shehutzul Chaladur. So it has to be something, not just that it happened then, the vast majority of episodes that happened then, even with the Avos and Tzaddikim Tanakh, don't make it into Tanakh. Only the episodes that teach you and I, and Jews in every generation, something. Nevuah Shehutzul Chaladur is Nechtava. So this, we're always asking that kasha. Whenever we learn Chumash, whenever we learn Tanakh in general, where's the Tzorah Chaladur? Not just this is fascinating that this was, but what am I supposed to learn from it? So part of what I'm supposed to learn from this is number one, the incredible importance of Anava, that Anava is absolutely crucial to growth. And perhaps also to notice this phenomenon, this dynamic, that a person has a certain madrega and then invests that and it becomes more. Moshe Rabbeinu already came in with extraordinary amounts of anava, and he gets hasagas through that anava that are going to cycle him into growing more and more anava. And then he reaches a greater madrega, and that grows anava. And then in turn, there's an ongoing positive, healthy cycle of one step of growth leads another step of growth leads another step of growth. You keep pushing, and it keeps reinvesting, it keeps producing more and more ruchnis dikha dividends. And this is something very important to think about. Something very important to think about. Both of those ideas are absolutely critical in your growth throughout, in the months and years and decades to come. Throughout a life of ambitious avodas Hashem. Some of you have already heard me say in other times, but I think it's kedai to chazer, that the Rambam makes it very clear in Hilchos Tamid Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to be growing dynamically when I'm 16, and when I'm 18, and when I'm 20, and when I'm 22, and when I'm 32, and when I'm 52, and when I'm 82. And not only supposed to be yearn to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 18 than when I'm 16, and to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 22 than when I'm 20, to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 32 than when I'm 22, to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when I'm 82 than when I'm 62. And it has nothing to do with what you choose to do for a living. It has nothing to do with what you choose to or end up doing to be mefarnes your family, regardless, as the Rambam is very, very, very clear, regardless of what you do to mefarnes your family, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects each of us, every single Jew, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Mirtz Hashem years and decades on this planet, that means that that's a tap on the shoulder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me and you, and every single one of us, to be dreaming of growing, to growing as a Talmud Chacham, and growing as an Eved Hashem, and growing in my tefillah, growing in my avoda, for all the years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirtz Hashem, gives us many, many, many of them, I'm supposed to keep striving and keep dreaming of bigger and bigger hasagas. That is incredibly important. And growth will lead to more growth. And a particularly dramatic, extraordinary, exceptional, singular madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. But b'zeher anfin, it's true for each of us. The growth leads to more growth. And if I'm dreaming, if I'm sar leros, I'm looking for opportunities, growth will lead to more growth, which will lead to more growth. I have to keep dreaming in that way.